paid into Medicare for decades. Don't spend retirement limping. The Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. It's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000.
I think when Kool and the Gang plays this song, Eric Soderstrom of Ravinia, I think that people will be literally dancing in the aisles.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a party at Ravinia.
I don't think there's a wedding or a special event that song is not played. And I remember having, his name is actually Kool something, on the radio because he had cookies out. He was promoting cookies.
Well, maybe we can get those at the merch tent. Actually, buy the cookie, hear the show, party at Ravinia.
I'm sure he'd be very happy about that. So you have your new Ravinia schedule out. And if nothing else, I'd say more than any other year, variety would be the key word.
Absolutely. That's what we go for every summer, is to be a reflection of Chicagoland musically. And this city is so musically diverse that it is sort of easy in a sense, because we can do the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, we can do R&B, we can do jazz, we can do rock and roll. And that's my goal, to be that reflection.
And you can do this, too. Who's that? It's pretty easy, isn't it?
That's Ricky Martin. That's my life, the crazy life. I feel like I'm living that every day.
So of all of the performers you have here, and we're going to go through some of the names, is he the one most sought after?
He's up there. He's up there for sure. I just saw some of the early results from our pre-sales, and Ricky Martin is in the top five. You want to guess who the other ones are?
Oh,
Steve?
Yeah. Okay, this is fun. All right, so Chance the Rapper?
He's in the top 10.
Oh, he doesn't even make the top five?
Not yet. But I think when we go to the public ticket sales, Chance might start rising a bit, for sure.
I would hope.
That's Chance?
Yeah, that's Chance. Yeah.
That's great.
I think Coco Honey is the name of the song. All right, so it's not Chance. Paul Simon?
Yeah,
Paul Simon. He's number one.
Paul Simon is two. Well, he's doing a double with us, so he's actually 2 and 3 on the top five list.
Explain how that can be.
Super popular.
How can he be number two? Is he playing two different dates?
Yeah, he's doing two shows. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
July 17th and 18th. And by the way, what is the website so people can follow along at home?
Absolutely, Ravinia.org. That's where you want to go for all of your information about Ravinia. There are a lot of imposter websites out there. Stay away from those.
There really are?
Yeah, there are folks who are trying to ride our coattails with secondary ticket market sales and that sort of thing.
Now, what if you go to one of those sites, unknowingly, you buy a ticket, that ticket is fraudulent, isn't it?
It can be.
So you can't even get in.
Right.
And you paid maybe big bucks for that ticket.
Yeah.
So go to the official website, which is?
Ravinia.org.
Wow.
All day.
Yeah. Billy Idol?
Billy Idol, yes.
Is that number one?
No.
Oh!
No. You're getting closer, though. He is another English rocker.
Rod Stewart.
Yeah, there you go. Rod Stewart's the number one most sought-after ticket right now.
All right, that's interesting to know, and not necessarily surprising.
This will be fun.
Now, the thing is, let's be honest about it. This is, for a lot of the performers that you have this year, I think, the last opportunity, potentially. So Rod Stewart says, this is the last time I'm going out on the road.
Yeah.
Paul Simon has said, this is the last time I'm going out on the road. Gladys Knight is 84. Four, maybe?
Yeah. Yep.
So how many more opportunities will there be for some of these performers? Tom Jones is well into his 80s.
Yeah.
And he's got to hop across an ocean to do this.
Yeah, exactly.
So how often is he? So this is your last chance, I think.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. You'll want to come to Ravinia to hear him, because I don't know if we'll be able to hear him again. And these are legends. All of them that you just named are legends, and have brought such fun and enjoyment to so many listeners over the years, and they're all kind of a different genre too, whether it's R&B or it's punk rock or it's rock and roll. And so come out and hear them.
And I could add two more to that, Emmylou Harris and Graham Nash.
Yeah.
Again, similarly, they're not quite up there the same, but they're close.
Yeah, for
and,
sure.
And I think Emmy Lou Harris, and I could be wrong about this, but I think she has said this is the last time out for me as well.
Yeah, and these two on the same bill is really
fun.
That's cool. Yeah, to hear them both. And they've done a few of these shows together already, and the reviews have been fantastic. And we're also trying to celebrate the 250th of our nation this summer and presenting music that's a reflection of our American history musically.
All right.
So Emmy Lou and Graham fall right into that in that kind of folksy rock and roll genre. And we have a handful of others, too, like Alison Krauss in that folky Americana vein. And so, you know, that's another thing we're trying to do this summer is really celebrate the music of our homeland.
I want to put you on the spot. Of all the performers you have, and this list, what, 40 performers or something?
Mm-hmm.
Of all the performers you have, what is the one you are looking forward to the most?
Yeah, you know, that one is tough. I do get that question from time to time. I'm so intimately involved in all of these. I will say a few things. The Chicago Symphony Orchestra is a treasure here in Chicagoland, and we're really honored to have them every summer at Ravinia. Their concerts are the kind of quintessential summertime at Ravinia, out on the lawn experience. So all of those are not to be missed. But there's one in particular in there that I'm excited about, and that's St. Vincent.
Mm.
She has performed at Ravinia with David Byrne in the past. But she had last summer, she rearranged her whole catalog of songs for the proms in London. And it went over so well that she's touring the States with it this summer. I love her music. I love her vibe. To have this with the Chicago Symphony is a real treat. And so that's high on my list of favorites.
Is that a part of the benefit that's going to happen, or is that something else?
That's separate. So we also are unveiling a brand new pavilion this summer.
Hold that. We need to have that. We need to do this with more excitement. Here's the announcement.
Come to Ravinia for the unveiling of the new pavilion.
Good. I like that.
Yeah.
Are you going to actually have like a big veil or curtain or something like that?
We should. We should. Yeah, definitely.
And then have someone open it up and say, it is now the unveiling.
Yeah, we need to have
that job.
Yeah. We can get that for you, for sure.
I like
absolutely.
That. I want that gig. All right. And tell me about the new pavilion.
Yeah, we've spent the last 2 years renovating it. And so it is going to have all brand new seating, new design to the seating. So some VIP areas,
Ooh. Those
sought-after and popular cup holders that everybody wants. Very comfortable seating. The seating that was in there was 50 years old.
Oh, really?
Got a little tired. And we're also redesigning the stage and the acoustics for the orchestra, audio systems, lighting systems, and then the backstage has also been renovated. All new production offices and dressing rooms for the artists. So
new bathrooms?
New bathrooms,
Ooh.
You know. Yes,
everything.
These are the important things, for sure.
You'll have the artists coming back for sure. Now, I want to make, there's a couple of performers that haven't been officially announced that we're about to. And you'll be impressed with who they are. But also a major announcement involving a sing-along and a certain personality who will lead the sing-along. We will hear all of that and about that when we come back as we talk about Ravinia on WGN. I guess there aren't 51 ways or 49 ways to leave a lover. There are 50 ways, but that's okay. It's Paul Simon. And, you know, as we were talking about Eric Soderstrom from Ravinia, this might be your last chance to see him in concert. You know, he played, was it the auditorium? He played somewhere else in Chicago. And he said, this is my last time around.
Yeah.
But now this probably will be his last time around, at least in Chicago.
Yep, for sure. It's a big effort for him to tour anymore. And I think he's found himself at the end of that.
Yeah.
But he did have a little resurgence last year with that tour. And I think that was the energy that is the impetus for this tour this summer. So we're really happy to have him for two nights in July. All of that music is so iconic.
Of course.
Yeah. Right.
Is he going to sing, and it's okay if you don't know the answer, I shouldn't even be asking you this question because I don't know how you would know the answer. But is he going to do Simon and Garfunkel stuff or only Paul Simon?
I think he'll do a little bit of everything.
Really?
Yeah, that's what he's planned. He has some psalms that he also wrote that he plays, but he has guaranteed he'll play some of his greatest hits across all decades of his career. So a little bit of everything.
It's very cool that he's going to be there, as well as these other legendary performers we've been talking about. But it turns out there are two that we can make, at least two, we can make an announcement for the first time. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, are we ready?
That's right. Pour yourself a little gin and juice. Sit back.
And get ready.
For Snoop Dogg.
Wow. Okay.
Yes.
Snoop Dogg, what will he be doing?
Oh, he'll just be doing all
his... Selling things or...
Well, he has a lot of things for sale, that's for sure.
He does. Are you going to have Snoop Dogg merch?
Absolutely. Yep, we'll have some Snoop Dogg merch.
I'll tell you, his wine is pretty good. And he also has a whole line of outfits for dogs.
Yes, and maybe even a children's book or a children's concert or something.
Book, yeah.
So he is...
He's the entrepreneur.
For sure, yep. And he's become kind of an American icon. I just saw him on the Olympics a couple weeks ago. But, you know, the music of the 90s is kind of the nostalgic period now that everyone loves. And Snoop, of course, broke on the scene in the late 90s with his rap, and we're just really excited to have him.
And Erica, but I should say September 4th. I don't know if I said that. September 10th it is.
Erica Badu. And Erica is dropping a new album coming here soon with The Alchemist, who's another really interesting artist, and they're both coming together to Ravinia to perform songs from that album as well as some of her hits from over the years. She was with us many years ago, and it's such a great show. I'm really excited to have her back on September 10.
And what is Labyrinth?
Labyrinth.
September 2nd.
Yes, he's an interesting guy. He is he's British, and he writes. He also raps, but he also does some really interesting arrangements. He's been writing for the hit show Euphoria on HBO last couple of years, and he's doing a tour this summer with orchestra. So he's arranged a bunch of his music, and he'll be performing with the Chicago Philharmonic at Ravinia. He's headlining one of the stages at Coachella here coming up next month.
Oh, really?
So a really interesting musician, kind of goes across all genres in a lot of ways.
A British rapper.
Chip
Chip Cheerio, get down, yo. I really wouldn't do well at that, would I? All right, so you have something coming up, a sing-along having to do with Grease?
Yes, Grease, such an iconic film, American film, you know, and these sing-alongs are really popular at Ravinia. You can dress up. There'll probably be a costume contest. You know, get those black leather jackets out of the closet. I know you've got one, Steve.
Maybe
it has some fringe on it too. I don't know. That's okay. slick your hair back and come on out and sing along with Danny and Sandy and perhaps one of your colleagues, Paul Lisnick, might come out and help us with that one too.
And he's going to lead the sing along. He will be Sandy.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. He asked for that specifically.
I actually believe that is the case. So I want to talk about getting to Ravinia. That is the most often. I have some text about that. That is the most often asked question that at least I get about Ravinia. So let's talk about that.
Yeah. I mean, there's the traditional way you can drive and park on site, but our parking is limited. And so we have a park and ride system as well with some buses. But the most popular way to get to Ravinia these days is to take the Metra. Your Ravinia concert ticket is a free round-trip Metra ride to and from the festival. Drops you off right at our front door. And it's pretty easy. A lot of people do it. It's a part of our history. It's a part of our founding is the train line. I don't know of any other concert venue in the world that has its own commuter train stop, so it's kind of a cool thing.
is a cool thing.
But it is a nice way to get to and from, and we encourage you to use that free Metra ride.
All right. And, you know, you told me a story off the air. You mentioned David Byrne. As it happens, I just spoke to David Byrne for a podcast we do called Booth 46, And I think that drops a week from this Friday. Doesn't that sound official? It drops a week from this Friday. That means it's ready to go. And wherever you hear your podcast, including WGNradio.com, you can hear my conversation with this legend. I think it's safe to say he is that. Now, he has a show in Chicago that is appearing right down the street from the Goodman Theater. And it's, in fact, a part of the Goodman Theater. This is a Goodman Theater production, even though it's not at the theater. There you were in traffic. And who rides by you on a Divvy bike?
Yeah, David Byrne. I'm out there at Michigan Avenue, too, of all places. And I think it was the day of his concert at the auditorium just last fall.
Yeah,
and I'm cruising down the street in an Uber, and of course we weren't moving very fast in that Chicago traffic, and this white-haired guy cruises past me on a Divvy bike. I look out the window, and it's David Byrne, and I just had to laugh a bit. But that's him.
Going to his concert, and he wrote an entire book, which we talk about in the podcast, about how he goes to different cities and either uses his own bike or gets whatever the equivalent in that city is to Divvy bikes.
Yeah, and then during the concert, he's got all this imagery on stage of Chicago, which I thought was really cool. He was paying tribute to the city that was hosting him for his concert, and so there's pictures of the Bean and the Wrigley Building, and I was really touched by that. I thought, what a cool guy and a creative way to do a performance. And this thing that he has here currently, I would love to get in
Theater of the Mind.
Yeah. Do I get to step into David Byrne's mind? Is that what it is?
Sort of, yes.
Okay.
So you walk in, and there's a funeral going on. And the man who died, his name is David. But then the coffin opens up, and there he is. And it's not creepy. It's just fascinating.
Yeah.
And it's all about the mind. I will leave it at that. Give us the Ravinia website one more time.
Ravinia.org, all day long.
It is always good to see you, Eric Soderstrom. Thank you so much.